This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thanks for being here as we cover lots of different things of interest around Douglas County. And today, an update on the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership and recently new Executive Director Brian Prowitz. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, Kyle.
And you made an announcement in the last few days. We'll start there, that the pitch nights that were very familiar for the organization are back. Maybe at the front end, explain what takes place for those, for people who've not been familiar with them.
Yeah, Umpqua Growth Talks pitch nights are back, and we are really excited about that because it's something that is pretty familiar in the community from the partnership. It's probably the most promotable and public thing the partnership does. And so January 17th, we're bringing it back with a small business pitch night, which means if your business has made more than $5,000 and you are looking for additional capital, a little bit of capital, everything is relative, we're going to put together some judges and some coaching and some prize money and be at Backside the evening of January 17th. And it's the first of four in 2024 that we're preparing for right now between a small business pitch night and startup night pitch nights. Yeah, they're back and we're very excited.
You added the element in of more directed coaching. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, the process for applying and then pitching for pitch nights has kind of been a little bit sort of like do it yourself, as opposed to getting a little bit of coaching and help from people that might be able to help you with a PowerPoint, for instance, and the right way to go about that, and being efficient in your 5 minutes and having a polished presentation. So each of the applicants will also have the opportunity, if they want to use it, to sit with coaches that will help them with their pitch. And we're hoping that not only will it make their pitch better on pitch night, but also it'll be the kind of thing they can use in their real life sales and promotion of their small business.
A lot of times people have an idea, they've got it together. Maybe in the long term, it's very workable. But their strong suit, their best skills may not be always the presentation of that idea. It may just be the idea or the product itself, hence the need for some help.
Yeah. So if you're excited about your kombucha business and you're really good at making kombucha, which I'm probably not even going to say it right, the whole rest of it. Let's say beer. Let's say you like to brew beer. And then you launch a business, all of a sudden you find out, like, I think there's a commercial that says, I thought there'd be more beer in my beer business. And instead, you end up becoming a business person. And it does take a different skill set sometimes. But just getting that thing off the ground, whether your small business is young and you're still in that early stage, or you just have the idea and you want to launch a startup, we're here for you.
And we saw during the pandemic, a lot of people, given all the shifts in so many areas of life, people had the opportunity, while there was less social interaction, to work on these ideas that, you know, maybe you've got a job that's okay and you're making decent money and that's okay, but you've always wanted to do this. Maybe you want to move to that, or maybe you want to do it as part of your life. And it seems like more of those newer ideas, people, I think, after a pandemic are more willing to take chances.
Yeah. And while you're sitting there thinking about your life and the things you'd like to do and, you know, the reason for it all and all those deeper things, sometimes there is that idea like, I'm finally going to go do that thing. I think this is a good idea. Everybody likes my cookies. Maybe I should make a business out of it. And then going for it. And it takes a lot of guts. There's a lot of risk involved. It's scary. But we want to create a network and a place where somebody going through that process of transitioning over to being an entrepreneur has support and then learn some things about what to do with an idea and what are the resources in the community, that kind of thing.
And over the past few years, especially before the pandemic, you were doing the pitch nights, the organization had them going on, and you saw businesses move forward. Mm-hmm. And businesses that are more prominent, whether they're just focused on the community or maybe distribution elsewhere as well. But that was the kind of the push that got somebody really moving in a faster lane.
It does take a while to go from winning on pitch night to really being known in the community and having great big success. But we do have those examples. And one of the things that working on in relaunching Growth Talks starting in 2024 is really going back and talking to some of those past winners to find out what they've done with the money and how it helped in order to promote and be able to show people that this really can be a moment where your idea becomes a reality or your business takes off.
Now, along with the pitch nights, so talk about the current partnerships, maybe some of the things you're working on and what your board's up to.
Yeah, so we are the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership, and people always want to know what even is that. And a little over 20 years ago, the county, the city of Roseburg, the Chamber of Commerce, and I think there was somebody else involved in that whole process, basically launched this organization that would be the point person or the lead for economic development opportunities and questions, business recruitment and retention kinds of things, so that the municipalities, the entities I just described, didn't necessarily have to be the point person. In other words, let's have an organization that would almost be like a third party, a little bit separated from politics and elected officials, who could be that point person for those phone calls. Like, do you have a 30,000 square foot warehouse somewhere near a mill that I could buy or lease? From the state of Oregon, there are times when they're looking for a piece of property in Douglas County to potentially locate a new business coming to town, those kinds of things. And so that's what the partnership is about. Our board is made up of about 20 people who pay to be on that board. We have our directors, we have about 10, and we have about 10 members right now, which seems really small when I say that. We have a lot of people that are in-kind donors, and we've also invited now chambers of commerce. Pretty much any city manager in the county is invited to be at the table as well, as a place where we can work together to collaborate on some of the struggles and barriers around economic development. In other words, what do we have to do around here to increase the number of jobs, family wage jobs, and opportunities for people to have successful lives without having to leave? And they can stay here and have that amazing life. So that's the big picture for what the partnership does and what our board is about. Our board really, they are idea source, recommendation source for me, but also I think one of the best things that we've added to our board meetings is going around the room and asking them for their wins. And so it's pretty cool when you hear Dave Larisey from Convey and James Lavin from Roseburg Forest Products talking with Rachel Pokrant from UCC in the room, and we've got financial institutions in the room and city managers and now chamber people in the room as well. And when you talk about your wins, it's really great to see that energy and the exchange of ideas and successes, which is, it's kind of hard to find that. And so we want to provide that as a way to grow the network, grow opportunities, and grow relationships to defeat silos in our community.
It seems like there's a real effort to be more proactive about all these types of groups sort of interacting with each other more, instead of everybody just kind of being in their own realm of existence plodding along. The area has seen growth from a number of things in recent years. You would have thought we got electricity when In-N-Out arrived. It was went so viral nationwide that Roseburg, Oregon now had the In-N-Out. But there are a lot of other things that people wonder, why didn't Roseburg have a shot at that, or why didn't people in the area try to get this here? Why did it end up over in the Dalles again? You know, things like that come up.
Yeah. And I think what we can do with the partnership is help with an energetic, literal partner at the table saying, yeah, let's do this. Let's figure it out. What are the resources available? I think one of the big roles for the partnership is to be the bridge to network state and federal resources to be able to bring those monies and those ideas to our area, whether that comes in the form of grants and loans or potentially locating a business here by providing information about a particular industrial site, for instance.
And what about long-term efforts in terms of showcasing this region a bit more? People look at all the tourists that come here, whether it's fishing the North Umpqua, whether it's attractions like Wildlife Safari, which bring in people from literally around the world, the wine industry, other things as well. And sometimes some people come for more than one of those or stumble across one of the others while they're here. You know, I've encountered relatives in town that had absolutely no clue that Wildlife Safari existed and couldn't believe that a community our size had a place that big because they'd heard about it but didn't know it was here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have those gems, that outdoor tourism. Obviously, our wineries are amazing. And so tourism is a big part of attracting people here. For us, with the partnership, we are more interested, I think, in being able to... there are entities whose job it is to do that. And, you know, Experience Roseburg and some of the work that's happening, like in Sutherland with Jessica Batchelor, whose last name now is Cannon. There's lots of energy around the tourism front. I think our job is to try to add to the infrastructure in the area so more people feel comfortable coming here and have more reasons to stop off I-5 when they're driving through.
All right, Brian Prowitz back with more in a moment. Executive Director of the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249. Lars Larson coming at 1 on Inside Douglas County tomorrow afternoon. We hit a different topic. We're going to be talking about Guardians, the Guardian Partners Organization. That is on tomorrow's program. Don't forget, we're live at Aviva Health on Thursday for Inside Douglas County and the Noon Report. Brian Prowitz here, Umpqua Economic Development Partnership Executive Director, talking about the effort to increase the business community in the area. I know it's you've been doing this now for how many months?
I just started my fourth month. I started July 1st.
So now you've gotten probably familiar with everything, more so. I mean, you already were pretty familiar with what was going on as a member of the city council in this area. But what, as you've walked in, what's been surprising to you?
I am pleasantly surprised at the amount of energy and positivity and cooperation that's happening between key people. We have a really strong leadership community here with very high expectations and standards, that wants to be professional, that wants to be flexible, that wants to listen to what the problems are and defeat barriers. It's really encouraging to me to be part of that ecosystem and hopefully be a cheerleader for whatever conversations can take place. But also, when you talk about workforce development, it breaks down into childcare, housing, training, and transportation. And so I think the biggest surprise is the amount of time I have spent talking about childcare in Douglas County and trying to increase the number of seats for our preschoolers, especially 0 to 2-year-olds. And then the training side of things, I've been very, very happy with the cooperative spirit between the ESD and UCC and Roseburg Public Schools, the manufacturer sector partnership and throughout the county. It's pretty impressive. The people that are working in some of these places have tremendous passion and expertise and experience, and we actually have more wins than I think people really realize.
So you are working not only on trying to be able to attract new business, but also help the existing business grow and firm up.
Yeah. We have enterprise zone tax abatements possible for expansion projects in different places. There are programs between the Coos Curry Douglas Development Corp, or CCD. You may hear that name every once in a while. That organization, led by Teresa Haga, knows everything there is to know about getting state and federal dollars here for a variety of grant programs, and they write millions of dollars of grants every month just for those three counties. And I don't remember the question.
Well, just in terms of the, you know, supporting existing businesses.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So, right, if we spend all of our time trying to recruit new business to the area, which is very important, and we are flexible enough and responsive enough to do that when the call comes, then the local businesses that have been here for a long time start going, hey, I've still got 30 positions open in my factory. I still don't, the workforce is not responding. I need some sort of training program, or how do I fill this void and hit my marks? And we've heard for a long time now, Kyle, about that the issues facing some of our bigger manufacturers is not a lack of orders, it's a lack of being able to produce the pieces, the product. And so a lot of things are backed up because you don't have the workforce to crank out the product consistently. And those are some of the things that we're trying to address as well.
And obviously that ties in as well when these companies are trying to recruit people to come to Roseburg to do those jobs.
Yeah, because you have to have housing and childcare, and there's some element of training. And it's, for some people, transportation is a really big problem. And the workforce is shrinking. There's not more people coming into the workforce. So then you start to get into a conversation about tapping into that 16 to 23-year-old who's not in school and not in work, what we call the disconnected youth. And there's a tremendous effort from our manufacturers in Douglas County to try to find those young people and get them into training, get the message out that you don't have to go to a four-year school and have a pile of debt to have a life, a career. You can come out of high school, maybe even train in high school, and come out of high school with a certification and a job that will pay you a family wage, so you can afford a house and a car and a family without having to go away or having straight A's. If you're not a straight A student or you don't have the resources, there are still options for you, and there is an ecosystem at work right now in our community trying to crack that code, and they're having wins. It's happening. And again, I don't think enough people really know that.
It's amazing how many of those jobs as well, because so many in the trades are, you know, baby boomers heading towards retirement. How many of those jobs pay a lot more than, frankly, a lot of four-year college outcome jobs?
Yeah, they can, for sure. And it just takes young people knowing that these jobs exist and then pointing them in that direction. And it's all part of it. Yeah.
What about the long-term plans for the partnership? What do you see down the road?
Well, we are just trying to grow our membership right now and to continue to put revenue and resources in the bank to continue this organization forward, so it's very, very strong, so that we can continue to build. Like, my experience right now, I'm more of a networker than I am an economic development ace. Like, I don't know everything I need to know about that. So we are going to continue to get stronger and better at knowing where the resources are to continue to access those to help the organizations we've been talking about stay strong and grow, so that we have more opportunities for jobs here and basically improve the way of life.
A lot of resources come along from state and federal levels for different things, as long as you know they're there, mm-hmm. and are ready to follow through and do what needs to be done to get them here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Went to the Oregon Infrastructure Summit in Corvallis at the end of September. There's more money being invested in infrastructure around the country right now than ever before. Oregon has more money for infrastructure projects than it's ever had before, like wastewater treatment, water treatment, stormwater, that kind of stuff. The stuff that cities and municipalities and counties are responsible for putting out there. So between the USDA, the EPA, the DEQ, and the state of Oregon, the opportunities are there. The money is there, and our job is to help connect all that stuff together.
Got less than a minute left on Inside Douglas County. What else should people know about what's going on with the partnership?
We are just about to launch into our big membership push. Basically, I'm going to become a sales guy between now and the end of the year, which I know is hard for you to imagine. But I'll be talking to businesses that want to be part of what we're doing and selling the concept and the vision and the effort and the goals that the partnership has. So I might be coming and knocking on your door. Not to mention, we're looking for applicants and sponsors for Umpqua Growth Talks. You can go to umpquagrowthtalks.com, umpquagrowthtalks.com, to learn more about what we're doing there.
And what's the phone number over at the partnership?
541-464-3527. 464-3527. You can also go to uedpartnership.org.
Well, you're pretty good on the radio. Thanks for coming in, Brian Prowitz.
Absolutely.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.